Well, folks, we are finishing up the show by opening up our inbox, and Joshua Rogers is back here to answer this week's question. Hey, JR.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Lisa, listen, you're the only person out there who can call me JR. I just want to put that out there.
Well, even if you told me I couldn't, I still would. So just so you know.
I know. So let's get going, LA.
That's awesome. Okay, yes, we will do that. And of course, we have a question by a guy, four guys, whatever. So you're a guy, you have to answer it for us. Here we go. This guy says, any advice on cultivating deep friendships with other guys? I want to have deep, vulnerable, intimate friendships with other guys, but it seems too difficult to get to that point. It needs to be modeled, I know, so it can start with me, but it's a tough situation if the other men in your group of friends don't want to reciprocate.
I think that's a great question. And I applaud the guy who wrote this question because I think that relationships with other guys is really important, and I think it's missing. I will tell you, first of all, I think that one of the easiest things you can do is find guys who share your interests. So whatever you do that you enjoy, just find other guys who are interested and share your faith, and then you'll have like a double connection. So oftentimes we'll try to connect with guys at church who just happen to be in your small group or you see them every week, but that's not necessarily going to set the platform for a connection. So you're going to naturally want to hang out together with a guy who is interested in stuff that you're interested in, and it'll speed up the development of a close friendship. Now, I think that something to keep in mind is that some of the problem lies in the fact that age and phase of life makes a difference. So when I was single, I happened to go to churches with a lot of single folks. So it was easier to develop friendships with other men. We had time. You know, we were, you know, doing things that were similar, even was just hanging out, playing volleyball. I held on to those friendships, even into marriage and having kids, and it has taken work. But the thing is, the more I've grown into new stages, like marriage and fatherhood, the less willing I've been to make new friendships. I'm sorry for how that sounds, but it's true. You know, a lot of it has to do with time. And part of it has to do with feeling a little misunderstood because I have less in common with single guys. But do not get discouraged because you can broaden your field of friends. So one of my best friends is a guy from church who's 75 and has no kids. So we actually connected around the fact that he and his wife offered to keep our kids. And eventually he and I started going to lunch together. I'm grateful that he pays for my lunch every time. I hope he doesn't hear this, but pretty sure he won't. So another one of my best friends is in his late 50s, and we bonded around a shared career and faith. Another is 12 years younger than me. He was looking for a mentor to help him navigate a relationship, and now we just become buddies. So I think that something to also keep in mind is that you might be giving off a needy vibe. And when that happens, I tend to avoid a guy unless I believe God's calling me to that friendship. And the thing is, though, there are guys who have, especially when I was single and much younger, who gave me space to be needy. And eventually I grew into healthier friendship. And so it's a challenge, but if my experience is an indicator, it's one that I think is worth facing.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think, too, guys can't look at women and say, oh, I should have a friendship that looks exactly like this. I mean, it could be, you know, your expectations going into it. As guys, sometimes it requires a little bit more of just like surfacey stuff, I guess. And not like, I know some guys can be like, well, I would just want to really go into like, you know, all my accountability stuff right away, or I want to be all, you know, go after it and stuff. And sometimes that can be hard. You have to make sure both people are in the same spot, I would say.
Yeah, I was in a small group one time where I love this guy, but he started off the first one being like, hey, let's confess sin. And one of the guys looked at him and was like, I don't know you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, so a lot of this stuff takes time, you know, give it the time, plant the seeds, see what happens.
Yeah, good point. All right. Well, awesome thoughts as always. And I want those of you in our audience to know that Joshua has finished writing his first book. It is titled Confessions of a Happily Married Man, and it is available for pre-order right now on Amazon. We will be talking more about this book in the future. But if you love the way that Joshua answers inbox questions, this is like a whole book of him sharing his stories, answering questions, kind of really giving some insight from what he experienced pre-marriage and then in marriage that are great insights to get on the front end. And of course, you can always find out more about him at joshuarogers.com as well. So, JR, thanks so much for weighing in on this.
Thank you, LA.